All right, we've been discussing the status of this coming Motzei Shabbat. We said this Sunday is the fast of Shavas Arba Tammuz, and the prohibition against eating begins at Alot HaShachar. What's the status of Motzei Shabbat? So there's a piece in the Sefer Shirei HaRav from Rav Soloveitchik's Torah by Rav Eliakim Konigsberg. So the Rav describes an idea of Yom HaTanit, and we went through different proofs. So we said, let's say a person goes to sleep on Motzei Shabbat, and he doesn't stipulate that he intends to eat in the morning, so that if he gets up, he can't eat before Alot HaShachar. He should make a stipulation. So why is it that way? And the Rav is saying that it's really like there's a din of Yom HaTanit, and you have a heter to eat, but sometimes the heter gets pulled out if you don't, you know, observe all the formalities. Then we mentioned, according to most Rishonim, except for the Bala Ma'or, a person would say Aneinu at each one of the tefillot. At Ma'ariv you would say Aneinu, at Shacharit you'd say Aneinu, and at Mincha you say Aneinu. So why am I saying Aneinu at Ma'ariv? There's no fasting at Ma'ariv, but it means that there's an idea of the Yom HaTanis, that the whole day has a din of HaTanis, it's just certain dinim come in. And then we mentioned yesterday that, again, by Tanis Yachid, that a person has to do Kabbalah HaTanis at the Mincha before. Why do I have to accept it at the Mincha? I'm only going to fast the next morning. Why can't I accept it at night? So again, there's an idea of Yom HaTanis. So now, based on all this, so even though that was all by Tanit Yachid, but it's enough Gemina for our fast that we're talking about now. So it means that according to that logic, the din of Bein HaMitzarim begin in the evening. So in other words, so let's say this Motzei Shabbat, so if I want to get a haircut, I wouldn't be able to get a haircut. If I want to have a wedding this Motzei Shabbat, I wouldn't be allowed to have a wedding, according to the way this is going. He also explains there's a Sefer Torah Shlamim that's by Rav Yaakov Reischer. He's the author of the Shas and Shuvah Shvus Yaakov. He says that a person shouldn't eat meat and wine on the night of the Arba Tzomot. It means, let's say it's this Motzei Shabbat, so I shouldn't have meat and wine on Motzei Shabbat. That's according to Torah Shlamim. I must confess, I need to look. This year it's a Malava Malka. I don't know if that plays a role into it. I need to look at all the poskim, but he's saying you shouldn't have meat and wine the night before the fast. So that it also works with the same idea that we were saying. Now, having said all this, it's really machloket poskim. There's a tshuva promotion. We'll do a little bit more hopefully tomorrow, but let me just touch on this tshuva. So this tshuva promotion goes back to 1950. He was asked by Rabbi Menachem Palik if that year Shivas Arba Tammuz was on a Sunday like this year, and he was asked if somebody could have a chasana on Motzei Shabbat. That was the question was asked to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe ends up saying that Litzorech Yesh Lahatir. He says, well, based on need, you could be allowed to have the wedding. This is going to come out different than the Rav. So he goes through, I'm not going to go through every detail, but he goes through, he says, it could be a machloket Rishonim. Again, according to most Rishonim, even though we don't do this halakha l'maisa, according to most Rishonim, you say aneinu at each one of the tefillot. According to the Baal Ma'or, you don't do it that way. So it could be a machloket Rishonim. But then he says that even according to those Rishonim, that you would say aneinu from the night before, he wants to say not getting married is a minag ba'alma, mishum avelut derabim. It's a minag not to get married during this period of time because of all the avelus. But lo misam namilta, it's not like a good semen doesn't, like, you know, look good, you know, like for you know, auspicious to get married on time like that. So he says it could be the Rif and Rashi and Ramban who hold that has a din on Tanis the night before. That's only for things that, like, that it's nikar, that you're misabel. But the other things, like not getting married, will only click in at a time that it's nikar that you're in a bailus. That would be in the morning when you're fasting. So in other words, he wants to say that in terms of getting married, that's a minag, and perhaps that prohibition for getting married, that only clicks in the morning and the night before not, because it's only a time, this minag is only when it's clear that everybody is, like, engaged in a tannis. And besides that, he says, well, you should follow the more lenient opinion. He says, now I saw the Sharim Mitzuyin in Balacha connects this also to getting a haircut. Sharim Mitzuyin in Balacha wants to say, based on this Rav Moshe, that you can get a haircut this Motzei Shabbat. So it's really, you know, boiling down. Now, if I would have asked you before you came into the room or something like that, and I would have said there's two opinions about getting married and having a haircut this Motzei Shabbat, and it's a machlok between Rav Moshe and the Rav. So I think a lot of people would have said, ah, Ramosha, not getting married. He says, no, I can't get married, can't get a haircut. And the Rav says, you could. That's what we think. But it's really punk fakared. You see, the Rav, based on his learning, says that you can't get married and you can't get the haircut. And Ramosha says, you can get married, late Sorach. And the Sharon Simun Alaka extends that to getting a haircut. So you can't jump to conclusions with these things. Okay, we'll talk more tomorrow, Blinetta. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we said? Okay.